Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm joined by Kent Steinbeck. I'm Steve Lawson, and we're in Dallas, Texas. Kent, seems like the whole world is moving here to Dallas. It's a great place to be, but even better than that, we're at Herb's House Coffee Shop, and we are looking at 1 Corinthians 1, verses 19 and 20. The title of this is Divine Challenge, and let me just begin by reading this. The Apostle Paul writes, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?" Kent, what Paul is writing here is that God actually mocks the wisdom of the world. And the wisdom of the world is what puts man in the very center of the universe. The wisdom of the world could be summarized as all things are from man and through man and to man. Everything revolves around himself. There's no room for God. Or if there is, God's in the periphery, some outer orbit circling their own life. But Paul says here, for it is written, and he quotes Isaiah 29, verse 14, and God is the speaker in this passage. God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. In other words, God takes great delight in just exposing the bankruptcy of the thinking of the world. And he says, in the cleverness of the clever, man's attempt to try to answer all the great questions of life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? What is life about? Why am I here? What is death? What lies on the other side of death? Man's attempts to answer those most basic, fundamental questions. The cleverness of the clever. God says, I will just set aside. I will just dispose of it. And so God then in verse 20, really through the Apostle Paul, says, where is the wise man? Really wanting to challenge the wise man to an open debate. I mean, let's match swords. You put up the wisdom of the world, and Paul says, I'll put up the wisdom of God, and divine wisdom will blow out of the water. Man's futile attempts to answer the great issues of the day. Where is the wise man? Bring him on, Paul says. And then he says, where is the scribe? And the scribe is the one who is a professional teacher of the law of God, who's delved deeply into the Mosaic law, but has really added to it his own insights and his own thoughts, and has deviated from the true interpretation of the Old Testament. Then he says, where's the debater of this age? The one who has been skilled in knowing how to debate someone in the public square with rhetorical devices and point and counterpoint. Paul says, bring him on. Let's debate this, because he understands the superiority of the profundity of the wisdom of God. And when he says the wisdom of God, he's talking about the cross. The wisdom of God in the cross to save and to sanctify. So he says, has not God made foolish? Has not God made stupid the wisdom of the world? And it's a rhetorical question that implies the answer, yes, God has, through the power of the cross. Now, the world does not yet see all this, but it's going to all come out at the end of the age. It's being made known now in the lives of those who God has opened their eyes to see the truth. They see the utter bankruptcy of the world's system and the world's ideologies and the world's philosophies. And Kent, we're surrounded by it on every side. We see it in political conventions. We see it in news commentators as they give their feeble attempt to try to make sense of the world and what is the problem with everything. They come up with the wrong solutions, even if they come close to identifying the problem. And so God has made foolish through the message of the cross the wisdom of the world. It is the only hope for mankind. It is found in a Savior, the Son of God, who died upon a cross, bearing the sins of his people and carried them far away. And now salvation is offered as a free gift. That is the solution. And so Paul really challenges the socks off of his readers here in Corinth with this, really the power of the cross to save. So, Kent, what comes to your mind as we've been looking at this verse?
Well, I think you've simplified it, and the Lord has, is that there's just really two kinds of wisdom.
Yeah.
two kinds of thought, and one is the world and one is of the Lord. And I guess my question is, Steve, is all of us that are listening and we have loved ones who don't see this, who don't understand it, we have friends and others, how much is the world's wisdom? How much does the world's wisdom affect us and blind us from our human standpoint? Just all of our lives, how are we impacted by the world's wisdom from the time we get up in the morning till we go to bed at night and as we interact? Just explain the impact, if you would, of the world's wisdom. And then you can follow up with that is how we need to break through and see God's wisdom.
Well, Ken, obviously, we are all indoctrinated in the world's wisdom. We came into this world spiritually blind, spiritually deaf, and we were indoctrinated with the world's agenda. It's becoming radically so, almost by the hour now. Mm-hmm. It comes through education.
Mm-hmm.
It comes through the world of medicine. It comes through athletics. It comes through the world of entertainment. Mm-hmm. It comes through music. It comes through the arts. It comes through the public square, through the internet, the different ways we obtain information. We're being bombarded on every side. For us as Christians, we have been rescued out of the world, but it's still nipping at our heels, and it's still after us. And so we now have the mind of Christ, and we now have the Word of God written upon our heart, and we've been given a love for God's Word. But for those who are not yet saved, they're still sucked into the system, and they are being brainwashed by the world from 360 degrees from every different side. And so that's why the message of the cross is repudiated by the world, because it doesn't click. It doesn't fit in the system that they are being taught. And there is a global networking that the God of this age, the ruler of this world, Satan, is behind the scenes pulling the strings of those in each of these different arenas to coordinate this anti-God, anti-Christ agenda that becomes anti-family and anti-morality. And so that's what we're up against. And it's like a tsunami that's hitting the coastline. It's overwhelming. And there's only one means of deliverance out of this false ideology, and that is to come to the foot of the cross and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and for your mind to be renewed in seeing reality the way God sees it, mm-hmm. and as it's revealed to us mm-hmm. in his Word. So you asked me one question, I kind of gave a longer answer, but the question was so good. I think there was a second part of the question, and I'm just a simple man, I can only do one question at a time.
Well,
I can juggle one ball very well.
Well, no, that was a great answer. And I think that we are so infected by that. The question is, how do you see out of it? How do you see and come to the knowledge and understand that what you think you're buying into, maybe your whole life, is wrong?
Yeah.
And it's sending you to hell.
Yeah.
You're being deceived.
That's why you've got to have the paradigm to see through the template of the cross. And the cross is the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest revelation of the attributes of God. It is God's mercy and grace put on display. It's God's wrath and sovereignty put on display. If you cannot see the wisdom of the cross, then you will be blind to everything else in the world.
You're in big trouble. Not little trouble.
Yeah, and as you once said, Ken, at a lunch, as you were talking to our server, you cannot afford to be wrong about this.
Yeah.
You cannot just brush aside the wisdom of the cross. Without the wisdom of the cross, you're living in absolute foolishness. So this has been our devotion for today. I pray that it'll be very thought-provoking for you and really heart-searching. Is the cross firmly planted in the very center of your life? Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.